We're at 15 past 9 o'clock, and it is time for what we're going to call Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, the day before Thanksgiving. And it's my pleasure to have in the studios Amber Boyens, former Amber Meyer, my daughter, who is now a registered dietitian and used to be a DJ here on Q92.
I did.
You did, didn't you? That was how many years ago?
A lot.
Okay, we won't mention that.
Like, yeah. 15?
15 or more. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you did a great job.
Thanks,
we look
Dad.
Forward to getting you back on the airwaves.
Well, thanks. Me too.
Well, I'll give a little bit of a background. What have you been doing since, what year did you graduate?
I graduated from L'Aquaparle in 2004. Then I went to St. Kate's down in St. Paul, and I've been in the Twin Cities ever since. So worked at the VA up until recently as a registered dietitian there. And now I'm working at a functional medicine clinic in Eagan, Minnesota, called Synapse.
And you're still a registered dietitian.
I am still a registered dietitian, yes.
And that was going to be our topic today. Of course, with Thanksgiving coming up, a lot of people are really going to stuff themselves tomorrow and probably have some questions on diet and nutrition and all that kind of thing. We do have a couple of questions that we're going to address here, too. But what should people be careful of when you head into the Thanksgiving holiday?
That's such a great question. So I work as an outpatient dietitian, so weight loss and working on wellness and all of that is really what I do on a daily basis with people. So Thanksgiving, I usually give them as a nice little cheat day, but we'll talk about some approaches if you don't want to overeat on Thanksgiving. I think first things first, Thanksgiving is one day. So that's not going to be the day that's make it or break it for us. What tends to happen to us over the holidays is we have Thanksgiving and then we have all of our Thanksgiving leftovers that we eat the next day in large portions and the next day. And then eventually we say, well, you know what? January 1st is coming up, so I'm just not going to worry about it until then.
Right.
So I think trying to avoid that mindset, first of all, is big. The sooner we make that commitment to making change, there's nothing special about January 1st, any different than there is November 28th. So when we're sitting down at that Thanksgiving meal, the big thing that I tell people is just listen to your body. There's no such thing as a bad food. So there's nothing that's off limits. There's nothing you have to avoid. There's nothing you can't eat.
Except maybe lutefisk.
Well,
they probably don't discuss that in the nutrition.
That never came up in any of my education.
Some people will be eating that.
Some people will be eating that. And good source of lean protein if you're having lutefisk. So it's not all bad. But when you're eating, just really listen to your body. When you start to feel full, maybe take a break for a little while. The less you eat at one time, the more you get to enjoy that food. So there are some benefits to cutting back a little bit on portions.
Okay, we were just chatting a little bit here when Paul was in the studio before we went on here about the different diets and all this. And a lot of people go online to the internet and there's a lot of different people telling you what to do and giving you some good advice. How do you verify that? How can you tell if it's a good diet or not a good diet?
You know, there are so many diets out there right now. And I tell you, I have people come in every day on something different. And the internet, like you said, just has so much information. Generally speaking, if you're getting it from a reliable source, if you're getting it from the Mayo Clinic website or a university website or a published research study, that's all going to be pretty good information. It doesn't mean that if you're getting it from a blog that it's not good information. But the thing that I caution people with is anytime we go on one of those diets, whether it's cutting back on sugar or a ketogenic diet or a paleo or low FODMAP or low histamine. I mean, I could go on we could fill this entire time with me just listing different diets that you could find online, but they aren't all appropriate for everyone. And a lot of them are things that are maybe beneficial short term, but aren't beneficial long term. So people are always welcome to contact me if they have questions on a specific diet. But I would just say, if you're going to start following anything, a good rule of thumb is that it should be a lifestyle. It should never eliminate entire groups of foods, meaning that we always need vegetables. Those colors that we get from fruits and vegetables are some of the most important things we can have in our diet. So if it's cutting out a lot of those, and if it's cutting out a lot of fiber, it's probably not something you want to follow for very long. Some people don't tolerate certain foods, and it's okay to eliminate those long term, but we definitely don't want to be following a very restrictive diet for very long. So I would say if it's a pretty restrictive diet and if it's promising any specific results, it's probably not a super reliable source. But just do your research if you're going to start anything and look into whether or not it should be long-term, because a lot of them shouldn't.
Okay. One question here. What is intermittent fasting and is it healthy?
That's a great question. So that's been a really popular topic lately. Intermittent fasting, there's a couple different ways you can do it. And what it is it's an attempt to kind of trick your body into burning calories and burning energy a little bit differently. So one way to do it is where you fast for 16 hours out of the day and you eat for 8 hours out of the day. The other way to do it is where you eat normally, a healthy diet, for 5 days a week. And then 2 days a week, you either fast or don't eat more than 600 calories. There's a lot of evidence that's come out recently in support of intermittent fasting, especially that 16 and 8 that I was talking about, where we cut down on the number of hours per day that we're eating. So you only eat for, like I said, those 8 hours. It's still important for us to be adequately nourished during that time, but there is a lot of evidence that that can help with weight loss and that that can help with controlling blood sugars. So for people who are trying to work on either diabetes prevention or getting blood sugars under control, intermittent fasting can be a really great tool. And that is something that, if it's done appropriately and if you're getting adequate nutrition out of the foods that you're eating during those 8 hours, really can be a long-term solution.
Okay. Now, Paul was wondering here about some of these drinks that they have, like Gatorade Zero and those kind of things. Are they good for you?
That's a really good question. And you could probably ask 10 dietitians and get 10 different answers on that. Just because the research is a little bit mixed. But I'm going to give you my research answer, and then I'm going to give you my Amber.
Your personal opinion.
My personal opinion.
All right.
So when it comes to those beverages, there's not a lot of, it's Gatorade Zero, Powerade Zero, Diet Soda even fits into this category. Crystal Light, a lot of people try to do Crystal Light instead of Kool-Aid. Any of those things that are using artificial sweeteners, there is a handful of studies, very large studies, that show that those can actually be extremely helpful with weight loss and do not increase our risk of any adverse effects. There are also some studies that show that artificial sweeteners for some people can cause things like headaches, rashes, digestive upset. So they're definitely not for everyone. That's another place where it's really important to just listen to your body and how it's responding. Although a lot of times I think we don't realize that our symptoms are from what we're eating. It can even be joint pain can come from the things that we're eating. So that's a research answer. There's not a lot of evidence to show us that those things are going to be harmful when it comes to well-done studies. However, the fewer artificial things we can put into our body, generally speaking, the better off we're going to be. So if we can replace some of those zero-type drinks with things like infused water, where we soak fruit and herbs and ginger and different flavorful things like that in our water, so that we're still getting that taste that we're looking for, because a lot of people don't like drinking plain water, but we're not getting those artificial sweeteners. There's a few brands out there now too. I think Hint is one that doesn't have any artificial sweeteners in it. LaCroix doesn't have any artificial sweeteners in it. Bubbly is a really popular carbonated water. So those are really good alternatives as well.
How about the, a lot of people are into the vegan diets and vegetarian diets and all that. I know it's kind of a controversial thing with some people, especially out here in farm country where people are still raising hogs and cattle and all
Absolutely.
This kind of thing. But are there benefits to the various diets, or what's your advice there?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And there are, there's a lot of risk that comes with eating vegan or vegetarian in particular, because animal products really do provide us a lot of great things. They provide us our body's best usable source of iron. They provide us a lot of B vitamins, just nutrients in general. So
and they're really good.
And they're tasty.
Yeah, tasty,
absolutely.
Yes.
there is evidence, though, for certain conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, for example. A vegan or very low animal product diet has been shown to be helpful for reducing inflammation in things like rheumatoid arthritis. That being said, they have to be done very carefully, because it's easy to not get enough protein. It's easy to not get enough fat. It's easy to not get enough iron and enough B vitamins. So we can become anemic or have a lot of nutritional deficiencies if they're not followed well. There's really no one right diet for everybody, and there's no one wrong diet. But a lot of people aren't going to feel well on diets that just aren't providing them the nourishment that they need.
Okay. Well, what's the worst thing you can do as far as, say, on Thanksgiving Day now, as far as diets or whatever.
Well, the worst thing you could do is probably overeat on sugar. So we all say that we get tired because of that tryptophan in turkey, right? That's the thing that everybody likes to say makes them want to take a nap after they eat. But it's probably your blood sugars. It probably has a lot more to do with the fact that when we fill that plate, we fill it with just potatoes and stuffing and pumpkin pie and corn maybe. And those are all carbs, not bad foods, but they're carbs. So if we can fill that plate just a little bit more with the turkey, the salads, the veggies, things like that that are going to nourish our body a little bit more and not raise our blood sugar quite so much, you're probably going to feel quite a bit better after that meal.
So maybe don't have 3 pieces of pie?
Maybe not, although I know that's a targeted recommendation. 3 pieces of pie is probably a good thing to avoid.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I know you had a few notes that you had written down there. Anything you wanted to bring up today that we didn't address in the questions here? We still have a little time.
Yeah, I think we hit on a lot of really great things. One of the big things I like to hit on as we kind of roll into the new year and everybody starts those New Year's resolutions, right, of getting healthy and losing weight, that just because you're losing weight doesn't mean you're getting healthier. So weight loss doesn't always mean that you're making healthy choices. We can look at the extremes of eating disorders, right, where people are losing weight, but it doesn't mean that they're getting well. And I think shifting your focus from losing weight to gaining health is really the best thing that you can do for yourself starting today, but especially with those resolutions as we move into the new year, that if you can make choices that one, you can do for the rest of your life, but two, are just improving your health so that weight is a side effect rather than the primary goal, I think people are going to be a lot more successful with those resolutions, and you'll probably see the weight come off easier. You'll probably be happier doing it, and you're probably going to feel a lot better in the long run.
Okay, what's more important, diet or exercise when it comes to losing weight?
So the vast majority of the research is going to show you that it's diet. So I guess I got into the right field with that one. But exercise is always going to be a great kind of partner to that. But there's no amount of exercise you can do that's going to make up for bad dietary choices.
And what about a guy like me? You know, I weighed 120 pounds for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started putting it a little more on, mm-hmm. a little more on. I used to drink a lot of beer. Well, then I had ended up with kind of a big gut.
Mm-hmm.
Quit drinking beer. Well, then it kind of went down. But now I'm putting it back on again. I went into my wellness check recently, and I'm up to 194 pounds, which is the most I've ever weighed, which was kind of surprised me. But I think it was mostly because I was had my boots on and stuff.
Yeah, you know, so that's what people always tell me. My clothes weigh a lot,
20 pounds right
at
there.
Least.
Yeah, at least. But so what can I do to lose all? I want to get rid of maybe 20 pounds.
Absolutely.
What's the quickest way to shed 20 pounds?
Quickest way is to balance out that plate and make sure you're getting nourished. So for decades, we were told to eat a low-fat diet, right? Well, most of us aren't getting enough of those good, healthy fats. So getting more things coming from avocados and olive oil, almonds, any of those nuts, seeds are great. I know Mom makes you a smoothie every morning.
Every morning I get a smoothie, yes.
A smoothie every morning and energy bites that are loaded with those good, healthy fats.
I had one just a little bit ago.
There we go. Me too. Healthy fat, fiber, and lots of color on your plate. If you get those three things every time you eat, usually I have people eat more so they're adequately nourished, and that's how I get them to lose weight. It doesn't always come down to just eating less and moving more. A lot of times it means we need to eat more, but eating more of the right things.
Okay. It probably doesn't hurt to move. Your mother keeps telling me, get out of the recliner.
It doesn't
and move
hurt
a little more.
To move. Yeah, and especially if you have joint pain or anything like that. The physical therapist that I always worked with said, motion is lotion. So the more you move, the less those joints will hurt.
I had a physical therapist tell me that one time.
Exactly.
Motion is lotion.
They like that one. Yeah.
It's a good one. Easy to remember. Not, I did remember it.
See? So, there we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, Amber, we appreciate you coming in and filling us in on what's going on in the world of nutrition and diet out there. And maybe the next time you roll into town, we can get back on. Or
absolutely.
If anybody has nutrition questions, we can always give you a call down there in the Twin Cities and get you on the radio.
Happy to do it.
All right. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be seeing you on Thanksgiving Day eating some turkey.
That's right.
Not a lot of turkey.
That's
all right. Amber Boyens, registered dietitian with us on our Wellness Wednesday. Have a good Thanksgiving there, Amber.
Thank you. You too.